To Be on a Spiritual Path by Jan Phillips. To be on a spiritual path means to live mindfully, paying attention to the signs along the road, and being conscious of our body, the vehicle we're traveling in, and the needs and safety of others on the journey. To be on a spiritual path means to look inward as often as outward, knowing that the externals of our lives are reflections of our thoughts and words, manifestations of that which we're imagining and energizing into being with the fuel of our passion. To be on a spiritual path means to use the rearview mirror to be sure that the path behind is clear of debris and that we do not obstruct another's journey with the clutter of our own. It means making peace with our past, knowing our future contains it, and summoning the courage it takes to acknowledge, forgive, and release whatever we've clung to that impedes our movement. To be on a spiritual path is to take responsibility for creating our own creed based on our commitments and to respect the rights of others to do the same. It also means to reflect anew on what beliefs we've inherited to be sure they're compatible with our wisdom and compassion. To be on a spiritual path is to embrace the mystical paradox that while we're singular physical beings on this journey, we are also profoundly connected to one another, animated and sustained by the same vast spirit that abides in the star, the petal of an iris, the howl of the wolf. To be on a spiritual path, it's necessary to forgive yourself for wrong turns, for failing to yield, for driving under the influence of others. These are minor and forgivable infractions. The more important rules of this road are to be attentive, to notice when you stray, and to get back on the path as soon as possible. We could all use a roadmap for the journey inward, a guide away from the crowded thoroughfare to the quiet path of our own true calling. A reminder that it's not the destination, but the journey that's important. The 14th century Italian Saint Catherine of Siena once wrote, "All the way to heaven is heaven." Perhaps this is roadmap enough, this one stark line enough to keep us walking, reminding us that the wind we feel on the back of our necks is nothing less than the breath of God.